This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number two in studio. It's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we've been all over the map talking about high school wrestling, arming teachers, windmills, several questions about dating lawyers and cryptocurrency. Not dating lawyers, though if that were the question, I would strongly advise against it.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of nice lawyers out there.
What was the name of the gentleman who asked the question about lawyers? Or positive
Mark.
that lawyers, Mark. Yeah, that lawyers.
Mark in Tampa, not Mark in studio.
Because I have a quote for him that I wanted to share. This quote is from the 16th century philosopher.
Oh, I thought it was that bumper sticker. First we kill all the lawyers.
That's Mark's sentiment. Mine is a little different.
Is this the one, what you call a busload of lawyers at the bottom of the Atlantic?
No.
Good start.
Now, this is a quote from, Etienne de la Boetie.
You did a far better job than I would have.
From the Discourse on Voluntary Servitude. And the question that I'm answering here with his quote is, whose fault is it?
Yes.
Poor, wretched, and stupid peoples. Nations determined on your own misfortune and blind to your own good. You let yourselves be deprived before your own eyes of the best part of your revenues. Your fields are plundered. Your homes robbed. Your family heirlooms taken away. You live in such a way that you cannot claim a single thing as your own. And it would seem that you consider yourselves lucky to be loaned your property, your families, and your very lives. All this havoc, this misfortune, this ruin, descends upon you not from alien foes, but from the one enemy whom you yourselves render as powerful as he is, for whom you go bravely to war, for whose greatness you do not refuse to offer your own bodies unto death. He who thus domineers over you has only two eyes, only two hands, only one body, no more than is possessed by the least man among the infinite numbers dwelling in your cities.
What's the too long didn't read version of this?
I'm halfway through. He has indeed nothing more than the power that you confer upon him to destroy you.
You know, people pay Johnny Ray to do monologues, right?
Yes, I know.
Let the man finish the monologue.
Where has he acquired enough eyes to spy upon you? If you do not provide them yourselves? How can he have so many arms to beat you with if he does not borrow them from you? The feet that trampled down your cities, where does he get them if they are not your own? How does he have any power over you except through you? How would he dare assail you if he had no cooperation from you? What could he do to you if you were not traitors to yourselves? You sow your crops in order that he may ravage them. You install and furnish your homes to give him goods to pillage. You rear your daughters that he may gratify his lust. You bring up your children in order that he may confer upon them the greatest privilege he knows, to be led into his battles, to be delivered to butchery, to be made the servants of his greed and the instruments of his vengeance. You yield your bodies unto hard labor in order that he may indulge in his delights and wallow in his filthy pleasures. You weaken yourselves in order to make him the stronger and the mightier to hold you in check.
So it sounds like you're blaming every man, woman, and child alive for what some government agents are doing.
Yeah, the
4-year-old boy that has never paid a tax in his life is responsible, according to Johnny Ray.
No, not Johnny Ray. This is the quote from this.
Johnny's the one reading it, so therefore Johnny is presenting this idea.
16th century communist. Look, this is collectivist thinking. That's exactly what it is.
It's nothing of that.
Nothing of the sort. There is nothing I can do to control the next white 46-year-old male's behavior. Yes, the government, the state, the king will trample me with his minions because he pays them. And they don't think the same way as I do. They don't feel the same way as I do. They're going to accept the 30 pieces of silver. They're going to say it's correct to do so. They will justify in their minds that this is a nation of laws, and even if a few eggs are broken in the process of omelet making, that's the price we pay for civilization. So there's nothing I can do to prevent or expedite or really much of anything a freer world. This guy wrote this stuff, and we moved only from monarchy to democracy. Democracy is a 3,000-year-old concept.
A horrible concept at that.
A republic's a 2,500-year-old concept. Our constitution is over 200 years old. This is a concept that was put on paper when people still got around on the backs of horses. I mean, we can have advances in technology in any other area. We can't have an advance in the idea of governance. Well, no, it's because these things are monopolies. And they're very, very, very entrenched.
We don't need progress. We don't need technological or technocratic tweaks. We need for the people who are being trampled on to not accept that anymore. And that's just, you're right, Mark. It is, as I'm examining my own thoughts, I'm. You're right, it's collectivist. Because I'm condemning a class of people. I'm condemning the tax feed, the tax eater, the taxpayers.
Yeah. But you're condemning even them all. The people that haven't ever paid a tax. You're condemning the four-year-old child that has never paid a tax because you are saying everyone.
Yes, I'm considering the people. I'm considering the people as a whole, and I think that we are going to evolve out of it, and it's just a matter of time. In the meantime, what we can do is fight specific battles, is we can identify victims like Ross Ulbricht and fight to get that guy out. But as far as the overarching societal insanity, that's going to work itself out on its own. The process of human evolution is going in that direction, and ultimately we're not going to have the state.
Let's go to Discord, where we've got Wikawea calling in. You can chat in the Discord, going to discord.lrn.fm. Wikawea, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Johnny, and Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi there. I wanted to just say something that follows on from the discussion yesterday about the mass shooters, because especially in the Discord chat, a lot of people brought up why does it happen, and I kind of thought to myself, like, especially over here in Europe, people talk about why they happen in America so much, and a lot of people go, oh, it's just the culture and stuff, and it's the kind of inequality and the fact that there's such a big gap between winners and losers in America. And I kind of thought to myself, that's probably another state-created problem, because, you know, I think libertarians can be slightly defensive about blaming things on inequality because they think inequality is a result of the free market. But I think with the free market, there'd be much less inequality. For example, I tend to think
you're right that, you know, those that control the political and economic machinations in this world are clearly not the poor. And so if the rich control the political and economic machinations, for whom will they design them to benefit? And I mean, the idea of democracy was to benefit the poor at some point, is to level the playing field and do all those things. But I believe that social welfare programs are a poor way to do this.
Yeah, I mean, there's that, and there's also the way a lot of rich people make their money. For example, we have something called the rich list. I think in America you've got your sort of equivalents, basically just kind of lists of all the richest people.
Yeah, like Forbes magazine every year comes out with, here's all the billionaires.
Right, and if you look at all the industries they're in, the ones that I noticed that loads of them are in are things where that are kind of quite state dominated, like in property, the state picks winners and losers through the planning permission system, and also a lot of them are in banking and finance, which is the most state dominated business of them all.
Well, can we, if you've got more, hold your thought. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have been wanting a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, guess what? There's finally one in existence that people are using, and we're helping build it. Talking about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and so much more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect so that you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, there in the bar that asks for activity codes. Put in code FTL and you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. Let's go back to the phones, actually to the Discord, where, again, we've got Wikawea calling in. And, Wikawea, you were calling in about a discussion that happened a couple nights ago on this show about the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, and sort of a tangential discussion about why do things like this happen?
Yeah, well, I think we were just talking about kind of about some of the things that caused the inequality that we were mentioning
before. Right, so that there are some people that say that, you know, inequality between the haves and the have-nots is what causes people to wind up killing a bunch of people that aren't necessarily the haves.
Well, I don't know if the shooter himself was very poor or anything, but I just think it sets about a whole kind of culture of you know, it's I don't know, I guess it's hard to explain, but I think it just sets about a whole culture that being happy is about defeating other people or having more than other people, and that's why I was drawing the link. But I mean, certainly, like even in Canada, I think that's what a lot of people draw it to when they talk about America. Like, I've had friends in Canada, and I ask them if they go to America much, and they go, "Oh no, it's too dangerous, and it's all about money, and everyone there's crazy," which obviously is you know, a bit of an exaggeration on their part. But
well, I mean, so what they've decided is that America is a handful of places, and it's none of those. So if you go to East St. Louis, America is a dangerous place.
Yes.
If you go to the wrong place in New Orleans, America is a dangerous place.
The wrong part of Chicago,
Miami,
anywhere in Detroit.
You pick one of the top 20 metros in the
South
U.S.
South Central.
Right. You go to the south side of Chicago. Walk through the south side of Chicago and just see if you live. There's some bad places in the United States. They do not account for 0.01% of the land mass of the nation state known as the United States of America. So that I'm going to slide that over to the side as a spurious misunderstanding of the idea of the United States by people who just listen to the news.
Well, I don't think you can, you know, separate those areas just because they're a small landmass, because they also account for a sizable amount of the population.
Not my problem. I don't live there. Do you want me to go ahead and decide that Canada is the worst place in Toronto? Because that's the kind of stupid reasoning that we're talking about here. It's just that kind of short-sightedness. You don't need to come to the United States. Please don't come to the United States if you don't want to. I'm talking to the audience out there, not you, Wikia. But let me talk about being shallow and money-centered. When I went to L.A., man, I happened to be sitting at a sushi bar enjoying, as I do, raw fish. And I was listening to some gals chit-chat about new guys that they had met. And they literally went and first talked about the cars that these guys drove. And I had never experienced this, and maybe it was just these two ladies. But that fit into the paradigm that I had of Los Angeles being a shallow and money-driven place.
Right, and the reason that I pointed out that, you know, you can't just, you know, separate these things because they're a small landmass is because most of the media where things are set in the United States, where they sit, New York, L.A.
Sure.
You know, so it's what is seen by the outside world. That Americans know about Canada is what they saw in the movie Strange Brew, then we would think everybody is, you know, a hockey-infatuated drunk that enjoys really bad beer.
We know it's really like Trailer Park Boys.
I have no clue what that is.
I don't either. I think that's something I saw on the internet. Look, you know, I don't presume to know everything that there is about Canada. I've been there. It was very nice when I was there. It was the nicest.
They have moose.
It was the nicest jail I've ever been thrown in. Thank you, Canada.
When I went to Canada, everything was closed.
There is no U.S. culture. I tell this to the people that want to stop immigration. And I'll tell it to the people that want to make sweeping statements about the United States.
Right.
There is no U.S. culture. New Hampshire, rural New England, is nothing like South Beach, Miami.
Where rural I have been, New England is nothing like Boston.
No, it's not. You know, 2 hours away. But, you know, that's how it is. Most of America is flyover country, as they, as the talk show hosts like to call it.
Yeah, nobody flies over northern Maine, though.
There you go. So, Wickawea, your thoughts?
No, I totally agree. I wasn't meaning to judge America unfairly, although Welfare's still on the line.
We judge America all the time, but go ahead.
If I can make a brief final point about the inequality stuff that I was mentioning and how the inequality I think is mostly a state-created problem, is that there's something called the millionaires to billionaires ratio, which is meant to be a measure of corruption. Basically, if you have a country with loads and loads of billionaires and relatively few millionaires, that would mean that it's quite corrupt. Because, you know, if it wasn't corrupt, there would be sort of opportunity. You know, you'd obviously think there'd be loads more millionaires than billionaires. And anyway, the top of the country with the highest ratio of billionaires to millionaires was Russia. The countries with the lowest, as far as I can remember, were Netherlands and Japan. Now, I don't know much about the Netherlands economy, but in Japan, all of those people who were able to make themselves millionaires, which obviously, according to this ratio, is quite a lot, they were all in businesses that were not very state-controlled and not state-dominated. You know, there were lots of business people in heavy industries and technology and things like that. And I just thought that was quite telling.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
I think the reason that we've got our Nicholas Cruises, which is the name of the young man who shot up the school,
wasn't he like mentally ill? And I suspect that happens everywhere.
He was receiving treatment, including, according to some headlines I'm looking at here of articles that I haven't read, including pharmacological treatment.
Yeah,
so he was on drugs.
There's always the SSRI, point that should be made. I don't know that much. I couldn't make the comment one way or the other, but did he go to this high school?
Yes, he did.
He expelled from the high school.
Okay.
Wickawea, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts about, pretty much anything. Plus, there was a Confederate flag seen in Seattle that caused a stir. We'll tell you about it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have been all over the place tonight. Started off talking about some Texans upset about a high school wrestling championship, and then we've had callers direct the conversation all over the place, including talks about dating lawyers and cryptocurrency, not dating lawyers and paying them with cryptocurrency. But you're welcome to call in if you have thoughts about that. In studio, it's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Let's go to the Skype, where we've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, I had my own thing, but first of all, let me share my favorite lawyer joke. It's an oldie, but a goodie. You may have heard it. What do lawyers use for birth control?
Other lawyers? I don't know.
Their personalities? And then... Oh, funny thing, Mark, you said that lawyer industrial complex that you use, that I have been doing the same thing for about 10 years. In fact, I actually filed it in a court paper. I filed at our Court of Appeals, but I modified it even better, I think. The going back to the old military industrial complex thing from Eisenhower. So that's where you got yours, right?
Yeah, that's where I got it, sure.
So what I call it is a legal industrial, instead of lawyer industrial complex, I call it legal industrial complex, but I add and establishment so that its acronym is LICE, a lice. And another funny point of that lice thing is if you look at many municipalities, police cars, you know, that says police and big tall letters on the side of the vehicle, when they open the front door, the L on the passenger side, it says, the front door says L-I-C-E because the P-O-L is on the back door. So when they open the door, it says lice. But you're talking about Nicholas Cruz. One fact for you might be helpful. He probably was a poor kid. However, life insurance from the death of his mother and or his father gave him $25,000 a year in cash income as an 18-year-old or probably actually younger. His mother had died like 4 years ago, and he was getting $25,000 a year ever since she died 4 years ago. So he had $100,000 to spend. That's why he was able to buy.
In some cases, that money goes into escrow until like the 18th or 21st birthday. And I don't know what the situation was, specifically there with Mr. Cruz.
Yeah, I don't either. It was when I heard it reported. It was reported sounding like, and I don't know if they were accurate, but they made it sound like he was actually receiving that money and had it to spend, which would explain. They claim that he had, multiple weapons, like as many as 10 different long guns. So that could possibly explain that. Oh, and one little fun fact on Northern Maine. Actually, Maine is a flyover state because the Great Circle Route from the U.S. to Europe goes over Maine quite often.
Yeah, that's right.
They do get quite a. Well, remember, I'm a retired airline pilot, so
I'll take your word for it. Didn't know
there
that
you
at
go.
All.
Here's another fun one.
I don't think that Northern Maine is what people think of when they mention flyover country. They're talking about Nebraska, Iowa, the places there in the middle.
Places where I grew up, yeah, exactly. You're correct. A fun one, too. I noticed in the news reporting I heard, first of all, Adam Kokesh, when drug-sniffing dog came around and found marijuana or whatever in his vehicle.
Are you talking about the thing from several weeks ago, or did this happen again?
No. I don't want to start a rumor. The one and only original in the news, the one that everybody knows about, when Adam was recently arrested. Adam's dog's name is Baloo, and I was listening to a radio coming out of Tennessee the other night, and there was a drug-sniffing dog named Baloo that busted some dude for 2 kilos of cocaine. There's just a little fun thing there.
Probably not the same dog. David, thank you for the call. Let's go to Bad Slave, also calling in on Skype. Bad Slave, you're on with Daryl, Johnny, and Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Can you hear me all right?
Sort of. It's a little tinny.
I could start off.
I have no clue what is being said there. I'm going to mute you and then come back to you in just a moment. I did tease about the Confederate flag that was seen flying in Seattle last weekend. And, the story here might surprise you, comes from the Daily Wire, where they say over the weekend, the Seattle Times jumped at a news tip. There was a Confederate flag flying beneath the American flag in the city's Greenwood neighborhood, and residents were very concerned. Only, it turns out it wasn't actually a Confederate flag.
Wait a second. Before we go on, are we talking about a house here?
Yes. Okay. Let me actually give you the thing that was written by the tipster. Hi. Suddenly, there's a Confederate flag flying in front of a house in my Greenwood neighborhood.
Go to hell, lady. It's their yard.
Northeast corner of 92nd and Palatine, just a block west of 92nd and Greenwood Avenue North. I would love to know what this means. Means being in quotes, but of course, don't want to knock on their door. Maybe others in the area are flying the flag. Maybe it's a story. Thank you. Eager to get the scoop, and I'm going to skip around here. Eager to get the scoops, reporters from the Seattle Times hopped into a car and hightailed it over to view the offending flag themselves. Only it turned out they weren't in for quite the controversial sighting they'd anticipated. It was a Norwegian flag. The people flying this were Norwegian Americans. Their family had immigrated from Norway in the 1950s, and, the Olympics are happening, and they wanted to cheer on Team Norway during the Winter Olympics, but some dum-dum not realizing that flags other than the Confederate battle flag have the colors red, white, and blue in the shape of a cross. Now, it's a completely different style cross in the Confederate flag. It's a giant X in the case of the flag of Norway, as alongside the flag of Iceland and Sweden and Finland. It's a T sign.
Right.
So, you know, it's like the cross of St. George, not the cross of St. Andrew, but because it's red, white, and blue and the shape of a cross on it, somebody thought it was a Confederate flag.
But there's no stars on the Norwegian flag.
No stars at all.
And the cross goes the different way.
And the cross goes the different way.
Okay, so the flag of Norway is unique in that you can make flags from like seven different nations out of it. So if you like look in one way, you can make the flag of Indonesia, the flag of Poland, the flag of Finland, all by cutting rectangles out of the flag. The flag of the Netherlands, Thailand, even France can be made from this particular flag. So it's a, you know, unique flag in that particular way. I'm not a big fan of flags generally, but, you know, I see why people want to show heritage and all that sort of thing.
I would say that I'm a fan of flags as a form of art, but I'm not a fan of flags as a form of promoting nationalism.
Yeah.
And I realize that, you know, that's difficult for a lot of people to differentiate the two things.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I can appreciate a good flag, and I can recognize that some of them, like the flag of the state of New Hampshire, are absolutely horrible.
It's just a boring one. There's so many like them in the United States.
There are like 20
fields of blue with some state seal in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's called an SOB, a seal on a blanket.
Yeah, and something better could be done. You'd think that the state legislatures, with all their things that they do, they'd come up with something better.
There was a state rep that introduced legislation to create a committee to study redesigning the flag, but unfortunately it got shot down.
I think the best bet is just for designers to shoot flags in to their reps and then have the reps vote on them. You know,
yes.
Hey, what do you think of this? This is pretty cool, right? Like, you know, this would be more solid rather than putting a government committee in place.
Yeah.
But
we need to get NAVA on that, the North American Vexillological Association.
You're calling the government or newspapers on your neighbors for a Confederate flag. You're the problem.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at NHLA. Liberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, NHLiberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, NHLiberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And I want to make sure that I tell you about the best pillow that I've ever used, and I'm convinced it will be the best pillow that you've ever used as well. And if you don't agree, you can get your money back in the first 60 days. I'm talking about my pillow. That's the brand name. You don't actually get to come over and use mine because, well, it's mine. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple of years, as have you, Mark.
I love mine.
Your own. We're not sharing a pillow. And, yeah, it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up collecting dirt and dead skin over the years, you can actually throw your MyPillow in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it is still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And they've even got pet pillows. Jazzy, the studio dog, has her very own MyPillow bed. And remember, if you or your pet don't like it in the first 60 days, get your money back. And the pillow itself guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go back to the phones, actually to Skype, where we do have the audio situated here with Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Howdy, guys. Johnny Ray, really liked your little diatribe there, and I think it was fairly spot on. You know, in some sense, when you're speaking of governance, which I think we were, you're actually speaking of a collective, the way it's operating now. I wish it wasn't. I would like governance to be taken down all the way to the individual, and, you know, we'll have enlightened people, you know, making good choices, you know, for themselves, in their self-interest. and you know, and understanding the benefits of society and community and healthy families and all of those things rolled into the whole package as society has shown are beneficial. But what we end up with is using the threat of force, you know, the monopoly on force, you know, to somehow do this, and they make these laws. I mean, there's some basic understanding of how humans need to work and function with each other, but when you take an army of lawyers and have them go at the idea of laws and do it for 200 plus years, I don't know, then you're ending up with a mess. And so right now we have over half of the prison population, which I have unfortunately been part of, actually going on and caging these people, half of them that have not even harmed anyone, half plus.
Yeah, I would think it was more than that.
Yeah. It's I don't know what the number is. You know, it depends on, you know, a lot of things.
I've seen numbers specifically of arrests.
Yeah, half sounds right, actually, now that I think about it, yeah.
And you're talking, Bad Slave, about the prison population. The number of arrests, it's well over half that are for victimless offenses.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the number of those that actually wind up getting incarcerated, you know, is fairly large, but the number going to prison is, you know, a little smaller. I ran the numbers here in Keene, New Hampshire a few years ago, and it was 70% of all citations by the police were for nonviolent victimless offenses.
Well, then beyond that, right now, I am on parole. So I have a, you know, I have conditions for parole.
Yep.
And they approach draconian. I don't need these conditions. I have harmed no one ever.
Right.
And the fact is that, you know, my reason for being in prison is because I don't believe I need to give permission to travel. And I didn't, and they decided that, you know, and I did my best to use the common law process, and that failed me. Not so much that it was that process that was bad, but I had five cases. I had five charges, the same charge of habitual offender, and all of those, combined into a an impossible mess of
cases, right? I mean,
well, cases. I mean, just logistical issues of how I couldn't even get to all the cases because they went from Coos County to Grafton County to Hillsborough County.
They stretched from the northern part of New Hampshire all the way down to the southern.
Right.
Yeah.
You could either get a driver's license, which you couldn't have anymore,
I had to combine the cases. I mean, if I had $1 million, I could probably have hired a team of lawyers and gone after it. But I just, you know, used the three public defenders involved and I did a plea deal so that I could get it over with. I was on the lam for a while. I mean, I was just, you know, saying, man, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to ignore this. They'll find me and they'll, you know, and then I did the plea deal and, you know, I'm out now, but I'm on parole.
How much longer do you have on parole? Because I know that's, you know, something that definitely has you over a barrel.
That's variable. If I get my 2 years good time, and the thing is that once you're on parole, it's a single individual, the parole officer that decides whether you just stay on parole or you end up back in a in a cage.
Right, but the judge handed out a sentence that said, you have parole for X number of years.
Well, the maximum is 5 years.
Five more years from today, or?
No, the sentence wouldn't be 5 years from today. What kind of question is that?
I'm trying to find
how
out
much
how
is
much
left
longer.
How much is left
depends.
Is the proper question.
I asked that question, and he said it depends.
I was about to complete the sentence here. The sentence is 5 years, and I'm past two and a half years. Let's see.
You've got about two and a half more years left.
So would you say that this is an advice? Abel.
Bad slave. Mark has
bad
a question.
Slave. Is it a bad idea to attempt to take these, right to travel cases to court?
If it was one case, and I had enough money to set, Hipple on it or something like that, and just let it
That's
go.
That's a lawyer here in New Hampshire for those
right.
not familiar.
But you know what? They don't want to go after the right to travel. The attorneys. I mean, I talked to all three of these fairly reasonable public defenders, and they all I said I want you to go after my right to travel.
Let me ask the question a different way. Would you advise someone to become a right to travel activist?
I'd advise everyone to become that.
Is it because you want an army of people to go out and take the arrows that you took, and then you presume at some point they'll get tired of firing arrows? Or
I want everybody that gets detained on the side of the road to ask the question. Are you expecting I'm accessing a privilege of the use, the commercial use of the public way? I want that question asked, because we're not. We are accessing private use of the public way, which is a right and not a privilege. And it's never been eliminated.
The beat cop that's pulling you over doesn't know and doesn't care. Bad slaves, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And what's this about banning best friends? Mark has the story.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.